5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, it's October the 13th. It's show 880. I'm Math, and over there in Prestine is the always awesome Lee.
Hello.
Hello. How are we?
Oh, I'm still in love.
Well, that's nice.
I know. Ooh. I don't know why that happened. I'm just.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've spent the week doing lots of sickening things, probably.
Ooh, why the hell's that doing that? Sorry, I've got a problem with the audio.
That sounds like a girl singing the start, the chorus from Kiss from a Rose.
Celine Dion.
Yeah, I know. We played it last week, didn't we?
Did we?
Or the week before.
Oh, I just love that. I love that song. I've been listening to it every day. It's just amazing.
Okay.
Anyway, enough about me. How's your week been? Did you do anything exciting over the weekend?
No, not really.
No, just
it was a quiet same, weekend.
Yeah, same old, boring stuff. Yeah.
No. Come on, let's be honest. It was possibly the best weekend of the year so far.
Oh, stop it. I know you love your karaoke, but that's a bit overboard.
The first karaoke for 18 months.
Wow.
In fact, the first time I'd sung for 18 months, not counting the hour that I sang in the car on Friday on the way down to make sure my voice was working.
You couldn't tell. It was faultless.
I picked songs that I thought would be easy.
Yeah, and they weren't easy songs, really, were they?
Well, apparently not. But
no, according to Elmo.
I thought they... Yeah, well, yeah. I thought they were.
Yeah, well, you... Yeah. But, yeah, it was good. It was fab to see you. Fab to see both of you.
Both.
It wasn't just you, was it?
Well, we did have a snug guest.
You oh, my God.
And it wasn't Tamara.
I know. Oh, T, we had the best time. Oh, we did the three of us, we did so many fun things. It was like we made such memories. And, oh, God, it was incredible. Oh, the connection that we had. And, you know, we went on the fun fair. We walked through the on the beach, through the sea together. We rode horses.
And if there had been tulips in season, we would have skipped through them.
Absolutely. Oh,
yes.
My God. It was probably the most incredible weekend of my life. And it's just a shame that you couldn't be bothered getting on a plane to come over and join us. Well, never mind. Oh, that's not nice.
So,
yeah,
long-term listeners will probably realise then that Beth came up.
Yeah.
10 years we worked out.
Ten years?
Since she'd been last.
Was it really? No.
So, she popped up.
Yeah, it was lovely to see you both. It really was. It was nice. Really, really nice.
Yes. Yes, and for us too.
A little bit disappointed that Beth didn't sing, to be honest with you.
Did you even think that was a
possibility? Never thought it was going to happen. But, you know, I do wake up every day and think, one of these days, Beth's going to turn up on a Saturday night for karaoke and she's going to be like, going to blow me away with her vocal tones.
Is she going to be like an X Factor loser?
Oh, because we had one of them on there on Saturday night, didn't we?
You did, yes. Yes, she is. She makes choices. she does make choices in all her things. The song she sings, the clothes she wears, choices.
I knew you were heading for the clothes she wears. Can you call it clothes, a little bit of fabric? I don't know. I don't know whether you can. But
there's a lot more of her than the fabric.
Yeah. The proportions are all
not
wrong.
In a good way.
No. But anyway, she sounded okay. She sounded better than she did on her X Factor.
She made my ears hurt.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I think the chorus.
There's something about the frequency she sings at.
Yes. Yeah. I thought that as well. And I did have to adjust.
Yes.
Yeah.
Her volume.
Oh, no. My medication.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear me. So, yeah. What else have I done this week? Nothing. Nothing at all. I'm super loved up, though, mate. Honestly.
Right.
I'm sorry to keep going on about it. I just am.
I think this is the third show on the row, you know.
I know. Just one of the guys that that used to take me to the Nova in the olden days on a Friday night. Yeah. He used to take me down and pick me up. Lovely fella. Big giant of a bloke, you know, not afraid of hard work. He worked on farms, big, strong, muscly bloke. He started up with his wife, Diane's Cars.
Oh, yeah,
and
okay.
They went on, and when I used to talk to him many, many years ago, he said, well, in the future, we've got plans to have a few pubs. So he took over the Vic, and then he took over another pub, then he took over the Miners Arms in Meriden. So I was quite impressed with him because he had plans and goals, and he achieved them.
Right.
He wasn't one of those, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. He actually did what he said he was going to do. And he was a lovely bloke, really nice guy. But we lost him to COVID a couple of days ago.
Oh, no.
So, the whole town is in mourning at the moment because he was such a nice character. He ran the second largest taxi firm in Prestatyn Inn, and everybody knew him.
Yeah.
So, again, this has heightened my love for my wife because this guy was...
That could have been you.
It could have been me, and that's why that yesterday when I found out, I was literally sickened to my stomach to think that could be me. There's a family there that have lost a husband, lost a father, and he seemed a lot healthier than I am. And I'm like, whoa, really? That it could have been me. It could have been Nettie. So it's like kind of increased. Everything I was feeling over the previous 2 weeks, it's gone to another level, which I didn't realise I could achieve.
No, so, was neither.
I'm so grateful. you didn't know I had another level. I have got another level, you know. I can be sincere, emotional, empathic, you know.
Yeah, yeah. We just didn't think it could be, turned up even higher. It was already at 11.
I know. I've gone up. Yeah. I've gone up 11 and a half now.
But this guy might have had an underlying... thing that you don't have.
Yeah, he might have done. And that's, that's one kind of saving grace that maybe my healthy lifestyle has...
Yeah, maybe it's that.
God.
Mm. Or maybe all the whiskey's just... Pickle. Your insides just are just pickled. Anti-COVID.
Yeah, COVID looks at my insides and goes, yeah, fuck it, we can't damage them any further.
We can't work with this.
Fuck, if we start attaching onto this liver, we're fucked, boys. Let's get out of here.
There you go. Oh. See?
So that's you don't need government scientists to combat COVID. Just drink Bacardi and whiskey for years and years and years. So start planning now, just in case we get something like this in a few years' time. Plan now. Plan your future.
Start early.
Get pissed every day.
You already getting pissed before the snug started, but you used to walk around with your beers.
I did. See, I've been planning for years. And you, one day, this is going to pay dividends. Walking around to your house.